We have some new wild sounds from our series that lets us listen to the natural world around us. And our source this morning is a graduate student named Megan Wyman. She spent 4 summers studying an animal that once seemed to be on its way to extinction. She listened to bison in Nebraska. And she studied how male bison established their authority using a variety of grunts and snorts.
We would go out every day in the morning in an open bed truck. And we would drive out into the middle of the bison herd. We would select a bison. And this is a bison who is bellowing. He's either guarding a female or he's challenging another male. And we would start recording. And we do this for about 20 to 30 minutes until we feel we have enough bellows to kind of accurately know what sort of information he's giving. There's different parts of the call. Some will be long, some will be short, some have higher pitch or lower pitch. Some are very grumbly and rough, and some are high and wheezy. Some have flat tones, and others move up and down. And each of those is saying something in particular, we think, about the relative strength or quality or fitness or motivation of that male to fight other males and to gain access and matings to females. What we just heard there was what we call a bison fighting storm. A female may run through the herd, and when she does this, it attracts the attention of other males, and they'll start following and chasing her and other bison. And then when she stops, these males will stop, and they'll start bellowing back and forth, and they'll start pawing up the dirt and wallowing in the ground. And then they'll start fighting, and what they're trying to do is figure out who's the most dominant male, so they can then gain access to the female. And there'll be huge clouds of dust, there'll be males headbutting each other, horning each other, and there'll be bison hair flying through the air. It's quite a sight to see. It's really amazing. Sometimes they would walk right past us and they'd be within arm's distance away and they're bellowing so loud it hurts your ears. And you're just really majestic and makes you feel like you're part of an ancient world.
Megan Wyman recorded these wild sounds. NPR's Christopher Joyce brought the series to us, and you can find photos of Wyman's bison at npr.org.